It's 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. It can cause an elevated heart rate, queasy stomach, and an inability to focus. And you can blame Pythagoras. Plenty of folks suffer from math anxiety. But as WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, one Florida school district claims to have a cure.
It's family game night at Davis Elementary School in Clearwater, but there's not a Monopoly board or a Jenga block in sight. Instead, kids and parents are playing math games. First grader Eleanor Narker is placing a purple marble inside a diagram in order to complete a pattern. It's a little bit like tic-tac-toe, and she just made a bold move against her opponent, her mom.
You blocked me! Oh, no! You're so smart! You figured it out!
Because I mostly start in the center with my special one.
Eleanor's father, Jason Narker, says this visual representation of a math concept is teaching his daughter important skills.
Spatial recognition and orientation, more critical thinking skills. Makes her look ahead.
Solving math problems with diagrams and pictures is a long way from the language-based math many adults experienced. Take this flashback. If train A leaves the station going 60 miles per hour and train B leaves 1 hour later going 85 miles per hour, how long will it take train B to catch up with train A?
Most of us were educated in a very rote and a very procedure-driven environment, but we oftentimes missed the concepts, and so that's really where it's going to feel very different than a traditional one that many of us adults were used to.
That's Brandon Smith, lead mathematician for Mind Research Institute, sponsors of Family Game Night. The company also created ST Math. That's a game-based learning program that's used in all 80 elementary schools in Pinellas County.
We wanted more smiles, more excitement, more productive struggle, more thinking, more reasoning, more problem solving. We want to show people that math is fun.
A visual approach to math is not new. Schools in Singapore have focused on a math curriculum that focuses on problem solving with pictures and diagrams for decades, and its students rank number one in global math achievement tests. The Singapore math curriculum has since been implemented by school districts across the U.S. Programs like ST Math up the ante with computer-based instruction. It was tested as a pilot program at 17 Title I schools in Pinellas County about 5 years ago. The program was then expanded to all of the elementary schools in the district with an initial investment of approximately $1.3 million. Laurel Rotter is the elementary math specialist for the Pinellas County School District.
And one of the things I noticed right away was the ability to sustain and to keep attention on the program. And I think it really conceptually lets them see the models of the mathematics and the structure of the mathematics.
Rotter says the district just completed a study which revealed a statistical improvement in student math scores.
And found that the higher the dosage and the usage of ST Math, the greater the probability of being a level 3, 4, or 5 on our Florida State assessment. So we're seeing some good data.
A handful of other Florida school districts are trying out the program, including in Orange, Hernando, and Collier counties. But mathematician Brandon Smith says there's no reason families shouldn't engage in math gameplay at home. That's why everyone at Davis Elementary School will get to take the games with them when they leave. Kate Narker, Eleanor's mom, says that's great. The family already does a lot of reading together at home.
So it's kind of cool to be able to do a different subject area together. And we get to practice some cooperation.
Yep.
Because we struggle with that a little bit, so this is good practice.
Yep, yep.
And with that, Eleanor places her special marble back on the game board with confidence. The six-year-old seems pretty immune to math anxiety.
I feel great about math. I want to try.
And it looks like she's about to win another game. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.